USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is planning to talk with China's leader on Friday.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that President Biden will speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping Friday as a part of our ongoing efforts to maintain open lines of communication between the United States and the People's Republic of China. Psaki revealed Biden and Xi will in part discuss Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine after reports indicate that Moscow had asked China's government for military equipment and other assistance to support its war. The United States has also accused China of assisting Russia in spreading fake news that the United States is financing biological weapon labs in Ukraine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More than 3 million bottles of airborne supplement gummies are being recalled after several people were allegedly injured after trying to open the bottle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Rescuers are searching for survivors in the ruins of a theater ripped apart by Russian airstrikes in the city of Mariupol. The governor said Russian bombardment killed dozens in a northern city over the past day. Hundreds of civilians had taken refuge in the theater basement and were trapped when the strikes collapsed the building onto their shelter. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters on Thursday at the Capitol that she advised the Biden administration to ask Congress for double what it originally asked in emergency COVID-19 relief, close to $45 billion. The Hill reports Republicans have consistently opposed the COVID aid proposed by Democrats, arguing that any new pandemic spending needs to be paid for by spending cuts elsewhere in the budget. And drivers who overindulge on St. Patrick's Day and throughout the weekend can get a free ride and tow from AAA. The offer is active through 6 a.m. on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
California's former governor is speaking out about the invasion of Ukraine.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is urging Russian citizens and military members to listen to the truth about the Ukrainian invasion. The actor and former California governor posted a 9-minute video to social media attempting to debunk Russian government propaganda about the war, particularly the claim that the purpose of the invasion was to denazify Ukraine. Schwarzenegger spoke of his father, a member of the Nazi Party, who served in World War II.
When my father arrived in Leningrad, he was all pumped up on the lies of his government. And when he left Leningrad, he was broken, physically and mentally. To the Russian soldiers listening to this broadcast, you already know much of the truth that I've been speaking. I don't want you to be broken like my father.
That's Tim Berg reporting from the Phoenix Bureau. The White House is doubling down and dodging questions over Hunter Biden's laptop. Press Secretary Jen Psaki declined to comment multiple times when asked about her past comments that reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020 were part of a, quote, Russian misinformation campaign. A 13-year-old was at the wheel of the pickup truck that swerved in front of a van carrying the University of the Southwest men and women's golf teams, killing 9 people, including the underage driver. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.